That was Les Butcherettes with Lonely and Drunk off of their latest album, A Raw Youth, out in stores now. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. Today we're going to be discussing Universal Studios' Halloween Horror Nights and a question that was sent in by a listener. Halloween Horror Nights premiered September 18th, and there was a lot of people in attendance. Some of the people in attendance on the red carpet were John Murdy, the creative director of Halloween Horror Nights, musician Travis Barker, Barry Boswick from Tales of Halloween and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Jamie Kennedy of Tremors, Lynn Shea from Insidious Chapter 3, and Leigh Whannell, the director of Insidious Chapter 3. Some of the people I missed on the red carpet were Tyrese, who recently released his Black Rose album and is from the Fast and the Furious franchise, Kayla Kennedy and Brighton Sharbino from The Walking Dead, Angelica Maria from Mujeres Asesinas 2, Angelica Valle from La Sorpresa de Tu Vida, Ed Oxenbold from The Visit, Tara Reid from Sharknado, Stephanie Scott from Insidious Chapter 3, and Britt Shaw from Paranormal Activity: The Ghost Dimensions. There will be a written full review of Halloween Horror Nights, but just to kick things off, the top three mazes for me this year were The Walking Dead, which is longer, darker, and with more zombies, more walkers. It was pretty cool, especially because you get to walk through Terminus. This Is the End was really funny, creepy, and trippy, and had many elements from the movie. It's a pretty short maze, but it was very entertaining. And probably my favorite out of the night, Halloween Michael Myers Returns Home. The best maze. It's scare after scare. Michael Myers is around every corner, and it's the best experience in a maze I've had in the last 3 years. One that I wasn't too thrilled about was Alien vs. Predator. AVP felt the same as the last time I saw it, and it wasn't really that scary. There was nothing new to it, not many scares, and just seemed to rely on the creatures being very big. To experience the new Terror Tram was amazing. It was a new route for the Terror Tram, not the same walk as it was last year and the year before. The Purge served as a good backdrop. It was creative, it was terrifying, and it was unexpected. The Jabberwockies performed a great show. It wasn't very scary per se, because it's a dance show and the music was more hip-hop. Even if the story is set in Nightmare, it wasn't scary. The dancing was excellent. Very amazing dancers. The music was really good. You get to hear a lot of classic hip-hop as well. It's well worth the watch. Other than that, some of the stuff you could check out on my site, dysfunctional.com, is a review for The Green Inferno. It was actually a really good movie that kind of terrified me. Eli Roth has now scared me from going to Europe, scared me from going to South America, kind of creeped me out with a couple of the European folklore within clowns, and now The Green Inferno kind of has a lot of intense moments that just makes me think about traveling to Peru. More stuff on the website, Dysfunctional Magazine Volume 2, Issue 2. It's an indie issue with Jocelyn Arndt on the cover. She is an amazingly talented musician, and has an indie sound. Artist appreciation from Anima Ecor Studios for Michael Steger, who just released his web series, Not So Union. Check out the write-up on the premiere, which happened at Hutchington's Grill and Bar. Also check out a review on Les Butcherettes' new album, A Raw Youth, which is an amazingly cool album. It's a very different sound. It's a punkish style, but it has a very strong message to the lyrics. It also includes a song, La Uva, which Iggy Pop is featured on. Also, for those who like the theater and live in LA, East Los Angeles, own Casa 0101, which was founded by Josefina Lopez, who wrote Real Women Have Curves. It has a new production out called Drunk Girls and Other Stories Your Mother Warned You About Becoming. It's a really good play that educates a lot on what is sexual abuse towards women. Go check it out at Casa 0101 in Boyle Heights. Lastly, I was sent in a question that asked me how I started doing what I do. And the short answer is I just got really lucky with finding people who helped me do what I do. Longer answer is I took a journalism class and my professor encouraged me to joining the college newspaper. From there, I met Mike the movie guy randomly through trying to find somewhere to write just so I could get more experience writing. He took a chance on me and I'm very fortunate because since he started helping me out, I've gotten to interview a ton of people. Interviewing was my weakest skill, which was why I wanted to work on it. He kind of pushed me right into the deep end of the water when he had me interview on camera for the first time. Since starting to interview, he continued to push me to talk and talk more because I wasn't much of a talker, and now he encourages me to get my thoughts across. We do mini podcasts together because he tends to push me to talk and tends to ridicule my opinions when they don't make sense. And he is not afraid to point stuff out, and I'm not afraid to point stuff out to him. So we always have this very crazy relationship where people think we've known each other our whole lives, and yet we've never met face to face. And the second part of the question was how I continue to be successful in LA. I don't know if I'm successful, but I'm very fortunate to work with a lot of people who give me a lot of opportunities. Public relations people from 42 West, H&M Communications, Think Latino, and others, which I don't have time to mention, give me a lot of opportunities, and I'm very thankful to them. Lastly, keep on checking dysfunctional.com for contests and other content, movie reviews, music reviews, and many other stuff. Check out my social media, Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook, Dysfunctional LA, and keep on hearing more stuff here on my audio boom.